I didn't have that much time to prepare. Yosef and I had to spend tonight a few hours together tonight. So I got to say a couple of things. But I saw an amazing ma'isa, which Mamash connected to this when we were waiting together. So we're up to the section, the Yidda Kadosh, about Emunah Bitachon. So I'll just share four nuggets here. We'll see if we have time for all of them. I want to make sure there's time for the ma'isa. So it says that the Yidda Kadosh one time, he somehow was able to take away all the madregos, the sagos of his Talmud, Reb Simcha Bonin, Vishischa. He somehow removed all his accomplishments in Limud HaTorah until he became an Ish Pashut. He became a very simple person, it says. I was talking to someone the other day about the challenges of tefillah, davening with kavana and pacing yourself. And this is the answer for everything in Emunah, Bitachon, everything in Tefillah, which is what he tried to accomplish with Reb Simcha Bonin, which is as follows. So when he somehow confiscated his Kedusha, his Ruchnius, he became an Ish Pashut. And at that point, he opened up a Siddur and he davened like a little child. Svarim, the Shabura brings down already how particularly Ish Kadosh, he davened as an older mekupel, like he was in first grade still, pointing at every single word, slowly, like it was a gem. He would count the words. And when Reb Simcha Bonin davened in such a way, he was able to reach all the great heights he was able to reach before this. And the lesson that the Yidda Kadosh was trying to teach, that sometimes we try to be very fancy. I remember when I was younger and playing basketball, I tried being fancy, you know, through the legs, behind the back. It's all nice and showy, but at the end of the day, that's not going to get you that far on the basketball court. You try to be fancy in anything, it doesn't get you very far. It's certainly ruchnius. It's not about being fancy. It's about being pashut and simple. So he was teaching him the lesson that when it comes to tefillah in particular, yes, there are deep kavanas, the kavanas of the rashash, all types of kavanas, but the way a person has to daven, and these are not things that we should be thinking of, these types of kavanas, but for ourselves, just the kavanas are just simple, like an ish pasha, like a simple person, just to know what the words mean. Not to think how different worlds work, how different spheres work. I know you guys aren't holding in these places, but whatever that means, just a pasha person. And just like that's true when it comes to tefillah, it's true when it comes to emunah bitachon. People go through challenges with different types of nisyonos, whether they're financial, whether they're health related, whether they're in terms of shalom, mental, intellectual. The solution is just having emunah bitachon in the simplest way possible. So they bring down here, I think this is the son-in-law of the Yidda Kadosh, Ibn Nechemya Ichio. And when a person would come to him in a dire situation, a terrible situation, he would say, if you say the words, Sha'kol ni'a bidvaro sha'kadosh baruch hu, that everything's from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah says that Sha'kol ni'a bidvaro, your yotze, and anything. You say Sha'kol ni'a bidvaro in any food, your yotze, the bracha. Even if it's on hamotzi, ha'etz, you say that Sha'kol works. And just like it's true when it comes to Hilchos brachos, it's also true when it comes to a person's own emunis, betacha. Sha'kol ni'a bidvaro sha'kadosh baruch hu, your mamon, that all comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, your yotze. And your yotze from all the ra in this world, everything's in this hapech latov, and this was a segula from your Chem Yechiel, which is just very simple. Sha'kol ni'a bidvaro, nothing fancy. Just very simple. That Kadosh Baruch Hu creates the world, all comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a beautiful taich to a pasuk. In Yirmiyah, Baruch HaGever Sheivtach B'Hashem V'Hayashem Miftacha. Here quotes from Rabbi Achmiya, I think the son of the Yidda Kadosh, but I could be wrong on who's the son, who's the son-in-law. But the question is, Baruch HaGever Sheivtach B'Hashem, great praise, blessed is the man who trusts in Hashem. V'Hayashem Miftacha, Hashem's his bitachon. The double Lashon, what's the Lashon Kefil here? So he says, again, very simple. A person's boteach b'Hashem, You place your bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing fancy, just you trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to trust in you. That's what it means. Baruch HaGev HaShe Yivtach B'Hashem, HaYa HaShem Yivtach, HaShem will be Mateach, He'll trust in you as well. It reminds me of the well-known Reb Tzadok, perhaps the most famous statement of Reb Tzadok HaKohen, that just like there's a requirement to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a requirement to believe in yourself. And not only believe in yourself, but believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in you as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has confidence in you. He knows you're going to accomplish great things. If you trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to trust in you. Just very simple. Bitachon requires constant chizuk. A person's life, they're struggling in their learning, they're struggling in their parnasa, whatever the struggle is, you know you have to have bitachon. But the only way to get to the place of bitachon is continue to remind yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Sha'kol niyeh b'dvaro, your yotzen, anything, any bracha, that your yotzen, any food, yotzen, any challenge in life, sha'kol niyeh b'dvaro, sha'kadosh baruch. And the final piece before I share the ma'aseh, because davening is very soon, because Baruch Shmi, we sang a lot tonight, I like that. So I was talking to somebody else this week, that we try to plan things. We try to think ahead and plan our life. And as I keep mentioning, I hope to share my life story, my life journey with you guys in the right time, in the right place, how I ended up here, the whole Maisa, not here, but like everywhere in life, everyone has their own Maisa. And, you know, just simply, I know my wife thought she married an actuary. That's what she was marrying. So 20 years later or so, I'm not an actuary. But we try to plan things. And we plan as much as we can. It's important to have some foresight and think the best you can. But in the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you where you're supposed to be going. So there's only so much a person could plan and so much you could live in the future. Because when you live in the future, you don't live in the now. And you can't be reckless. You know, you have to pay your bills. You have responsibilities. You're going to get married, have children. You need responsibilities. You can't be reckless. But the question is, how far in advance does a person have to plan their life? And that also depends on your bitachon. It says in the pasuk Vayivarchem Bayom Ahul Emor that Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to the Shvatim Bayom Ahul that day. So he was giving the bracha. It says he had a kadosh. The bracha was not for the futures, for Bayom Ahul that day. Don't worry about tomorrow. There shouldn't be any worries about tomorrow or the next day. Bayom Ahul, live in the now. Worry about the now. Be concerned of right now, the moment you have right now, the time you have to sit together with Dibuk Chaverim and singing songs and learning together. The more you think about what's going to be tomorrow, the next day, you're not going to be enjoying that day, just goes by and wastes. And the only way to get to that point of not being concerned of the future is, again, bitachon. You simply trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You daven like an ish pashut. Nothing fancy. There's a ma'is of the Baal Shem Tov that the Baal Tokeya, he was the Makri, the Baal Shem Tov was the Makri. And the Baal Tokeya was preparing all these fancy kavanas. What to think, this Shem Hashem and that Shem Hashem, not to Chas Shem belittle it. There's the deep things to it. But he comes to Rosh Hashanah morning, he takes out his paper, all right in front of all the different kavanas, and he says the bracha and shofar, and right before he blows, he says the bracha, the Baal Shem Tov steals the paper and hides it. And he couldn't talk. He said, the bracha, you had to just blow the shofar. He got so nervous. He couldn't look at the kavanas. He wasn't sure what shame to think of. And the Baal Shem Tov was trying to teach him that it's not about the fanciness. It's not about the fancy footwork. Not about through the legs, behind the back. An easy layup. A nice shot. Just blowing the shofar. Pasha, the tekiah. Tekiah pshuta. And that's the answer in learning as well. We try to think of all the chidushim, all the in, and that's all great when you get to that level, but they're levels. Pashup shot, what does Gemara mean? What does the Rashi mean? Maybe what the Tosos means? Just try to work on that. You can rely on your Abayim to add the fancy stuff and the in, but at your stage, just understand the Gemara. What does Rashi mean? It's the pshitas in every aspect of life, whether it's learning, whether it's davening, whether it's the Muna Bitachon. So I have to thank Yosef for the Maisa. He left already. Good reason. So I was going to share the Maisa, but it didn't seem like he wanted to really listen to the Maisa. So we were sitting together before, and I have the Sefer I told you I picked up from Beagle Eyes and Sipurit Tzadikim. I figured, what do they have in Elul? Who's Hujartites and Elul, so they had two. They had Dal Elul, we have Dal Elul, and then the Chaf Hey Elul in a few days, the Magid Mizlachev. So this is the Maisa, we'll finish with the Maisa. Oh, it's already 2 minutes, all right, we're going to go a little late, I'm sorry, I'll try to be quick. So the Magid Mizlachev, he had a kolel of 10 guys learning. And the Parnaso was his responsibility to raise the money, and there was one chassid who had a lot of money. He was a big gevir, this chassid. And he just spent money like recklessly. But he supported the kolel. And one time, the Magid was giving a drasha of Shabbos about Emunah Bitachon. Mamash, what I wanted to talk about tonight, and I saw this Maisa just before. And he says a person who reaches a Madrega Gedolah Shel Emunah Bitachon, he doesn't even have to place a spoon in his mouth. If he really believes in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't even have to eat. Doesn't have to work. If that's the highest level, the Madrega Gedolah of Emunah Bitachon. So this Gvir was at this Joshua and Shabbos. He heard his Rebbe, the high level of Emunah Bitachon, he wanted to get to that level. And he really internalized it. Decided Matzah Shabbos, he's going to stay home. Stay in the Beis Medrash, I mean. He's not going to go home. He's staying home in the Beis Medrash. He stayed with his Rebbe. And the next day he stayed with his Rebbe. He didn't go home. And the next day, and the Chevra started to get nervous. The guy's not going to work. Who's going to support the kolel? They asked what was going on. He said, Rebbe, you taught us, and Emunah Bitachon means you don't have to lift a finger. You just believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to provide the food. He'll provide the food, the money, nothing to worry about. And they started to get really nervous now. The big fear wasn't going to work. It's been a week now. Who's paying the bills? So they started to press the Rebbe, the Magid, to do something. So the Magid says to him as follows. He calls in the Gvir to his office. And he says, you're right, I spoke about the level of Emunah Bitachon, that you don't have to lift a finger. But you have to be on that level, be'emes. You have to really, really believe that that's where you're holding. And if you're not on that level, you can't practice, you can't live in such a way. And he sent him home, and he explained to him that certain people come from Shevet Yisachar, certain people come from Shevet Zvulun. Explained to the Gevir, you don't come from Shevet Yisachar, your chelik is in Shevet Zvulun. And your responsibility is to work and to support the kolo, and you can't, change lanes, stay within your lane. And so the Gevir went back to work, like the Rebbe said. But this is the highest of levels. We're not holding in such places like this. This is not Emunah Pshuta. I mean, it's Emunah Pshuta in the highest level, but we're not. Emunah Pshuta for us means just do what you're supposed to be doing. Do the bare minimum. And this is the level that even this Gvir, he was willing to do it, but it didn't work for him. It didn't work for him, didn't work for the Kola. So the lesson is that as we grow in life, as we saw the great Simcha Banim Pshischa, even at his great level, he davened as an ish pashut. Don't look for the fanciness. Don't look for what's going to be tomorrow or the next day. Live in the now, bayomo. Live in the now. Trust in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And meet Hashem with the Emunah Bitachon, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu will provide us and bring us shalom and bring us geula.